Put your sturdy hip wader boots on, because today we're wading into the mud. If you've spent any time in the Chesapeake Bay, you've felt mud between your toes. That's because our watershed consists of miles and miles of mudflats. And the mudflat habitat, sometimes called a tidal flat, is an enclosed coastal area with fresh and saltwater saturated sediments. It's the tidal low end of a salt marsh. It's also a fertile edge, a boundary between the terrestrial upland, the estuary, and the open ocean, and it's very much alive. Mud's brown, green, and gray fine silt sediments are literally teeming with life, algal, microbial, and animal. There's much burrowing, hiding, fishing, darting, and diving going on. It's anything but yucky to the biologists who study it. To them, mudflats are fascinating because they're full of biomass. Microphytobenthos are part of that biomass. These are organisms like unicellular algae, which are responsible for the subtle brown and green shading that you see in mud. They're the primary producers of that ecosystem. Other vegetation, such as salt marsh grass, contributes to the variety of life found in the mudflats. These wetland plants cover the salt marsh upland of a mudflat, and their roots function as mud stabilizers. When these grasses die and decay, their decomposition provides rich organic nutrients, and with it, rich organic muds, which provide excellent compost for the seeds of new plants. And the circle goes on. Fiddler crabs, snails, and more than 300 other species of invertebrates are themselves food for many species of migratory birds along the eastern flyway and for wading birds such as the iconic great blue heron and snowy egret. In the early 1900s, Chesapeake mudflats had such abundant populations of oysters, clams, and mussels, it was estimated the entire volume of the bay was filtered every 3 to 6 days. A single oyster can filter 50 gallons of water a day, and these bivalves were the foundation of a great commercial fishery and the bay's water cleaning system. These days, according to the latest data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the oyster population in the bay is, quote, less than 1% of what it once was, due to habitat destruction, pollution, and disease. It now takes the current oyster population about a year to filter that same amount of water that it used to do in a day. Restoring mudflats is a priority. Here in the Chesapeake, they're protected in such places as the Blackwater National Marine Wildlife Refuge on the eastern shore. But as a fragile and scarce habitat of only about 45,000 square kilometers worldwide, they need greater protection. Despite their rarity, mudflats and their associated salt marshes are some of the most productive marine habitats on Earth. They even boast specialized bacteria that thrive in the thick anoxic mud, which sometimes contributes to that eggy, gaseous smell. According to the Maryland Commission for Climate Change, which predicts a 2.1-foot sea level rise by the year 2050, sedimentation patterns will change, and salt marsh and mudflat ecosystems will creep landward. In addition to providing nursery habitat for the fish, crustaceans, and shellfish we like to eat, mudflats also serve as a buffer. They slow erosion, acting as a sponge for storm surges. They protect our coastal communities. Mud, silty, soft, squishy, and always dynamic, is the protective habitat between us and the Great Blue Sea. To learn more about mud's makeup, and also about the creatures that call mudflats home, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.